Did I just hear gold assholes?
Yes, you did.
Welcome to the show.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Well, we're talking about gold assholes.
Gold assholes.
I think that's an intro quote.
Whose?
Oh my god.
Giga.
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, we could use Hey Mickey's I'm talking about gold assholes.
I think this entire week should just be about gold assholes.
See, in the Middle Ages, as a method of execution, they'd pour molten gold into someone's asshole. And to form a golden rose, they would remove after it was done and present to the queen.
How long would it take to die from having molten gold poured in your asshole?
Say again.
Hey, Ken.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
Buy my train. Buy my train.
Hey, Mickey.
Train Force, you now have new powers.
Paladin.
Pile of Crayola dildos.
And Fort Max.
I told you.
With special guest.
Hi, Dawn.
All right, so it's showtime, and I think at this point we basically replaced Ken with Giga Beetle.
Oh.
So from now on, Giga Beetle comes to be known as Ken 2.
Yes. So, Giga Beetle, we have this idea. You need to drink a lot of oil.
Yes, I'm up for that, because I'm a sport. See, Ken, that's how you do it. And then they f***ing drop it. Shoot. Egg.
You know what helps with passing eggs?
Oil. Gold?
No, the gold comes later. Don't rush it.
I feel like this is becoming like an oil trilogy.
Yeah, it starts out as lit, doesn't it?
What science books did they give you in Detroit?
No, I'm not in Detroit anymore. I moved last weekend.
You'll always be in Detroit in our hearts.
Wait, where did you move to?
New town called Canton.
Is Ohio? It in Detroit?
No, it's still in Michigan.
So yes,
well, then
still
you're in Detroit.
Detroit. God damn it.
You tried so hard.
It doesn't matter, Paladin. In our hearts, you would always be in Detroit. Because those jokes are too good to let die.
Well, I've got nothing else to pick on you about, so, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you want to give us some new material.
Right, that's the one facet of your life you've ever let us in on, so we're just going to hold on to that forever
well,
and
no,
ever
there,
until...
There too. The other is that he never lets jokes die.
That's not really a facet of his life, that's just a thing he does to hurt us. There's a
I
difference.
I can't deny that.
Yeah. But it's okay, because I counter that with, you know, actually making bumpers that highlight how he won't let jokes die and embarrass him into stopping, which has worked like 8 or 9 times already.
People would have to listen to this for it to be embarrassing.
And yet it works. Because I don't even mention it, I just make them and jokes stop. It's a cycle.
This paladin's quietly loading bullets into a revolver.
For himself or for me? Although I guess we can't rule out murder-suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a problem too, because he knows where I live. He's mailed me things.
He's going to mail you a bullet.
Well, he knows where your mailbox is.
That's true. I don't actually live where my mailing address is. Let's go ahead and get that out in the open.
Yes.
I don't live anywhere near there. I just drive by 2 times a week to pick up my mail.
It's like a 3-hour drive for you.
Yeah, I actually live in Mickey's house. I'll send you the address later.
Oh, I have that address already.
Okay.
I've moved since then.
So, this is a weird show so far.
When is it not?
I don't know. We are literally 3 minutes in, and we're already at murder-suicide. So, yeah. What?
Remember to do the murdering before the suicide. Otherwise, it's just weird.
Okay.
See, if you have the right gun, you could do both at the same time, and that's a real time saver.
Like a gun that fires in both directions?
Yes.
That would be pretty rad.
Well, since you get one of the double-barreled shotguns, you just point the barrels in opposite directions, like in a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Ah.
Oh.
And apparently that works.
Sure it does.
That's something for... I think we should have Ken try that.
Well, would he need to use oil to make it happen?
Of course he would.
I guess we'd have Ken test the various kinds of oil and see what works best for the application.
Gun oil's a thing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you oil your gun with.
It's also a brand of lube.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh. The more
it's
you
hilarious
know.
Because of, like, the bottle it comes in is like shaped like a bullet.
The bottle it comes in?
Yeah.
The bottle it comes in.
I don't understand why you're giggling.
So, Paladin, in all this failing to move out of Detroit business, did you happen to catch the news for us this week?
Yes, I'm still trying to sort out the few things you'd care about.
Well,
there is one
thing I do have
to mention, and that's Tokuger's final Resha, which looks like shit.
It's amazing.
It's so terrible.
I love it.
It's the King Liner Megazord.
Yes!
It's like a folding bed with fucking leeches on it.
It's a glorious abortion of design.
Of course, since the toy completely abandons any semblance of a humanoid shape, maybe that'll help in the show, because, you know, they won't have to try to match proportions to the toy. They'll just make a suit that matches those colors.
It'll just be like a giant gray rectangle.
Or they'll go the King Pyramider route and just use a giant model.
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. I love this. This is... pretty much exactly what I wanted for the final Tokyo make. It's something that just completely blows all the stupidity out of the water.
And can actually hold all of the, can actually do something with all the mecha that we've had.
Doesn't even get a funny name for the final combo, though.
It's not Choo Choo Choo?
No, it's Tokyo Rainbow.
That's not funny?
It's the ugliest rainbow.
Well, I guess anything's a step down after Cho-Cho Tokyudayo.
Choo-choo. I don't care if it's improper pronunciation, that's what we're going with.
It's so bad.
Well, speaking of improper pronunciation, we have official images now of the Arms Change Kamen Rider Kamuro and Mars 2-pack, with the hint that there's still one more Premium Bandai exclusive for Arms Change.
I'm calling it now, it's Black Jinba Arms.
Maybe.
If it's a 2-pack, it might be Baron Lemon and Pinecone Energy.
Or Baron Lemon and Black Jinba, or Pinecone Energy and Black Jinba. Or it'll be Kiwami with all the weapons.
Or it will be a flocked Kamen Rider 15. Because that's what everyone is pining after.
Not flocked, rooted hair.
Rooted hair.
There's a difference.
Okay, can it be that kind of rooted hair that, like, leaves the skull after it's been submerged in water?
Sure. Are you planning to submerge it in water?
I'm planning on getting a bathtub. Bathtub fun.
You're planning on getting a bathtub.
What do you bathe in now?
Oil.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to replace Ken, I'm f***ing going to do it right.
You're going to do it better than Ken ever did.
I'm going to be so f***ing oily. I actually really want to get, like, soaked in oil and then just try to run down a pair of stairs naked. Except I want someone else to do it.
Hey, Ken!
I I want these two Apple writers.
They are kind of expensive, even for premium stuff now.
I'm not really
although
into...
Arms Change aftermarket value has really plummeted.
That's because the line's almost over.
Yeah.
I'm not really into the Apple suits.
Not even the golden apple?
No.
There's a golden apple?
Well, the red one, whatever. It's mostly gold.
Oh. I like those, that arm set on Baron. The other one comes with a toothbrush or something. I don't like that one.
It's a dusting wand.
Oh.
But he'd use it like a toothbrush. Because, you know.
Not a lot of Kamen Rider uses toothbrushes as weapons. I wonder why.
Hmm.
Not a lot of Kamen Riders use toothbrushes. I mean, fucking Kuga. What? His mouth?
Well, he was auditioning for the part of Boken Black.
Oh, no. I've seen that. It's like fucking glass shards in fucking bubblegum. It's disgusting, dude.
I love glass shards and bubblegum. It's my favorite.
Mmm, crunchy.
Tokyo...
And the longer you chew, the more red it turns.
Ouch!
If Ouch. Flavor changes to copper.
Are you a Vulcan?
Intro quote.
So let's see, what else happened? Did anyone actually have faith in the upcoming Power Rangers reboot movie?
No.
Well, I can make it even less so.
I had faith that it was going to be a train wreck.
Well, two words. Roberto Orsi.
Aww. To be fair, that doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
No, nothing at all.
He's a producer. That just means he's in charge of getting money.
Yeah, because producer has never had a finger in any production, ever. They are completely devoid of, like, decision-making.
It was my impression the producer sort of determines the overall tone of everything, of what direction things are moving in.
Hey, I'm sure this movie is going to be excellent and everything.
Though it is written by two of the people from X-Men First Class, and that wasn't terrible.
I guess. I mean, so it certainly wasn't the worst X-Men movie.
I'm hoping that Aquitar is threatened by a giant supernova, and Tommy has to build a ship to try and save the planet, but gets thrown back in time, and it creates a split universe, and old Tommy gets to meet young Tommy.
Maybe it would work better if it was old Billy meeting young Billy, because old Billy's already on Aquitar.
That's true, that would work better.
Mm-hmm.
There...
And old Billy already looks like
he's 80 years old. Was there ever a young Billy?
There would be now because, you know, they're casting someone new in the part. But,
four episodes where they got shrunken
young
into
Billy,
kids before
young
he
Billy
got himself
be
better?
That, yeah, young Billy would be, okay, find the actor who played Kid Billy in for those two episodes of Alien Rangers.
And he should be about the same He should be about the same age now as original Billy was when they were filming Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 20 years ago, right?
40?
Give or take.
The silence means we need news, Paladin.
Guessing no one here gives a f*** about convention exclusives or guests.
Well, that gold dragon dagger is pretty stupid. That's worth mentioning of that.
Yeah.
No one's going to want that.
That looks terrible.
Did that happen in the show?
The only interesting thing at all about it is the holster for the dragon dagger, which... Who's going to get that ugly thing for that?
They should have gold-plated the holster. Can you gold plate leather? Although I guess it goes back to what we were talking about before.
About gold plating an asshole?
Yeah.
Depends on how leathery your asshole is.
Hmm.
Assholes.
Meanwhile, we got two new previews for the Scheider and Sharivan Next Generation movies that no one's gonna see.
Including us.
That trailer was amazing because it's about how Kamen Rider Birth gets beat up a lot and then he's shirtless.
Oh, really?
He's very shirtless.
More shirtless Date, huh? He's
going to go shirtless.
Yeah. I mean,
just click this link then and watch this a few times. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, there's no denying he's a very attractive man. I mean, like, I'm
straight up impressed by him. I mean, like, we don't usually get, like, Kamen Rider actors of that caliber. It's usually f***ing doughy 16-year-olds.
Yeah, Dante's always kind of looked like he's been carved out of stone.
I mean, wow. That pelvic bone. Like, how the f*** does that even happen on a human?
Did you ever watch The Explosive Runs?
What?
Was it Rescue Force or Rescue Fire?
Rescue Force movie.
Yeah, Dante is in it, and he's shirtless and oiled up, and his package is like a fist coming straight at the screen through his pants.
No, but I remember you guys talking about it. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think we talked more about that, you know, 15-minute segment than we did the actual movie it was attached to.
Yeah, it's almost... Yeah. That's cool.
Because, you know, it was The Explosive Runs. Thanks, Japan. We couldn't do this without you.
Oh, you would have to be talking about American Toku. Like Geiger 2. Shut up.
It's all American Toku. According to Zahn.
No, and lastly, someone may have actually taken a picture of the Kamen Rider Drive suit during filming.
Or it was just yet another local hero.
Well, it's got that same car again, so I don't think anyone really knows what's happening right now.
Local heroes need to get around too, you know. You don't know their problems.
It would be really fun if it turns out it actually is a local hero.
Local hero drive.
It's from a Japanese town who's like really into like taxis, and that's why they have a driver.
We heard all the first details of Gaim on the last week in July, so maybe we'll learn more about Drive in a few days.
Probably. At which point do we believe the first details of Gaim?
Press conference.
I like the part where was Gaim the one about the magic painter? No, that was for Wizard. Dancing CD guy?
Wasn't that Hibiki?
No, I mean like f***ing stupid rumors on stupid f***ing sites like f***ing Egg Fusion.
Egg Fusion?
Sorry, I was thinking about eggs.
Don't correct yourself, just leave it, it's fine.
It still kind of fits.
Yeah.
No, I do kind of remember the painter rumor, though.
I don't remember the CDs.
Like, he was supposed to have, like, his visor flipped around, and then he put a CD into his f***ing stupid face. And he had different fighting styles then.
I mean, like, that sounds like a good gimmick, because, you know, visor changes, but...
Yeah, but I mean, like, who's going to buy a belt for your face? That's called a ball gag. Oh my god, that needs to happen. Ball gag Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider Gimp.
He has the most exciting of weapons.
Kind of hard to see through a CD, too.
Also, that's different than the Kamen Rider helmet's how?
No, I'm thinking like for the toy. I guess you could advertise it as that realistic suit actor experience where you have to like just see a little bit through the hole in the middle. Good marketing there, teaching the kids to be the next generation of suit actors early.
Or could use the close-up helmet where the suit actor's completely blind.
Yeah, could be that.
So what you're telling us is that we should make kids blind. Okay. No, but I mean, like, f***ing CDs in your head? That's cool. That's not gonna happen. Oh my god, I want him to have, like, a f***ing wheel in his head. That would be rad.
His face should be a steering wheel, like a Gorosaki banana.
They could just reuse that suit, right?
Okay, they need to dig out the Go-Roader GT suit and make that the secondary rider.
Yes.
Would it not be really cool if, like, this rider was based on, what's its stupid face? The Skydan buddy? The blue car guy?
What?
You know, from the 4Z movie with the XV, the space station. The siblings.
Grounding.
Moonraker?
Star Wars. I was never a space Solar. Station.
Eclipse?
2001.
Gravity?
2010, the year we made contact.
That was never that movie.
Third Rock from the Sun.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I'm out of news.
That's never stopped you before.
Make up some news. I guess he's not going to make
San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, so shit happens.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Do you think Bluefin will show off anything cool?
No. Well,
that's the question. Will they show off anything that actually comes out?
I hope they show off in Monster Arts Molo or Moto, whichever one.
Which one is that?
Those are the cute ones from the Godzilla movie.
Well, I mean, is it the one from Godzilla 2000?
No, 2000.
That was Orga.
No, this year's Godzilla movie.
Yeah,
Orga. Yeah, isn't Orga from Fize?
That still hasn't come out. They should come out in the same month, which is the month of never. No, but
I thought that. Isn't that when Master Asia comes out?
Wasn't Master Asia shown off like a couple months ago?
Yeah.
But with no release date or price.
Right.
Along with that Char guy, right?
Yeah.
It can still happen.
No.
Really?
No.
Auto Vajin came out.
How many years did that...
Shin has like one SH figure that just came out and he has two f***ing SICs. How f***ing crazy is that? Crazy things happen, dude. Golden assholes.
Well, for one, Shin's a Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Shin.
Look, if you can get me SIC Master Asia, I'll live with it.
I want SIC Kamen Rider G.
Okay.
He actually comes with real liquor in his belt.
And his suit is like all cork textured.
Yeah.
Maybe it's actually made of cork.
It actually comes to the base of a building that explodes into a giant.
No, the head is actually the cap to the flask.
Hmm. So you can actually fill the torso with alcohol?
At its most luxurious.
I'm just going to sit here and drink my wine out of my Kamen Rider G.
Get on that, Bluefin. I'm sure you can do that.
Yeah, that's not complicated at all.
Bandai Premium exclusive Kamen Rider G Henshin belt.
Which is just a working corkscrew.
You mean to tell me they wouldn't sell that? Like, if they could clear out the license, of course they would put that out there. 10 out of 10. Do that every year.
Okay, so I guess if we're out of news, we have to move on to shows.
I'm afraid so.
Yeah. I was afraid of that too. Okay, so do we want to suffer Paladin doing a Tokyuger summary first or second?
Wait, there's two Tokyugers?
Yeah.
What the f***? You only said that we're doing one!
I didn't say anything.
Okay, well, I'm only prepared to watch one episode. Is it 19 and 20?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so Mickey can do 19.
All right. I kind of remember I watched that at one point.
That's fine. It'll make it go faster. Or not. Who knows?
Okay, Tokyo 19. The episode opens up with Akira working on the railroad all the livelong day. When he hears a voice coming from the tunnel, and surprise, it's your Megazord. It's yours now. No trials, no having to fight for it. It's just yours in the first 30 seconds of the episode.
Well, that was easy. Nice. Can we go home now?
No.
Oh.
So back on the Tokyo liner, the team is all set. That somehow they know that he's got a train too, and they're like, "Oh, he's got a train! I wasn't expecting that. This is exciting news. Where is he? Well, we don't know. Well, let's give him a call." So they call his phone, at which point Akira promptly freaks the f*** out, wraps it in an oily rag, and tapes it inside his helmet to keep it from making noise. He's not... I guess he doesn't know what a cell phone is. He just knows it's a box that makes him do things.
Maybe he's against cell phone changers like half the Toku fandom is.
Well, speaking of things he doesn't understand, he doesn't understand how to drive a car, because... he starts throwing levers wildly and making his train rock about like there's people f***ing inside it.
If this train's a rockin'?
Don't come knocking.
I mean, this was situated in a cave. There's definitely been teenagers who snuck in and fucked.
Also, a train inside a tunnel, I mean, that's a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it is.
Didn't Ryu Kendo do that?
Maybe.
What hasn't Ryu Kendo done?
When they do a giant umbrella trying to take over the world, I mean, they probably hit everything.
Yeah.
Well, the Tunnel of Perplexity, where the tunnel everyone was inside was actually inside that one monster.
That one female monster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
That's what I was thinking of, the Tunnel of Perplexity.
All right, so the Tokyo users are wondering, why does Kira not want to hang out with us? Surely it's not because we're off-putting and weird. He's probably just freaked out because we're all such good friends, and he just met us. So we should all be super friendly to him and not weird him out. Meanwhile, Zed is hanging out in the fortress, experiencing disco hallucinations.
Love that disco ball.
I love Zed. He's so f***ing weird. And he starts chanting nursery rhymes while staring at his disco ball with his hand outstretched, villainously. And it's ridiculous. Meanwhile, General Schwartz is working on his affair with the fat girl.
Fat baby.
Yeah. So, that's going Emilio, along. They're doing shit. I don't really care.
Emilio, who wouldn't f*** a fat baby?
Well, also, it was an ugly one. Cut back to the real world, where Akira is busy being awesome by sitting in a junk heap playing harmonica to himself. Unfortunately, Takati finds him. And he says, "You know what? I want to go be nerdy around him, and he'll love me for that." Akira promptly gets up and walks the f*** away. Proving that he's once again the coolest character in the show.
It won't last.
And the smartest.
It won't last. Remember Gosei Night?
I know, but let's enjoy it while we have it.
Tokyo Dream and enjoyment don't really go together, is the thing.
Neither does your mother in enjoyment, but I put my penis in all the same.
So well, it's cheap. I mean, you know.
So anyway,
it's at least the nickel's worth.
Takati runs up to him and says, "Hey, we want to be your friends." And he's like, "Yeah, I don't really get your friendship bullshit. I'm doing. Except Meteor was kind of an active dick about it. Akira's like, "Yeah, whatever. I'm busy. Go away."
Active dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a passive dick. He's a dick that just sort of lays there and dicks things.
Well, no, not by actually, you know, dicking things. Wouldn't that make it an active dick? To be a passive dick, I think you'd have to just lay there and wait for other things to come, other thing it.
Other thing, you would have to wait for things to come to be dicked.
That's kind of what happens, because he's kind of on his own, and the Tokyo just come up and bother him, and then they get dicked.
But at that point, doesn't he become an active dick?
No. The action is that the dicking happens to them. He doesn't really have to, he isn't really actively dicking.
So, basically, they dick themselves using him.
Yes, that's it.
They're doing all the work.
If you dick in the forest and no one is around, is someone still dicked?
Yes.
Okay.
See, this show is deep like that. It's metaphysical.
Yeah.
deep with Disney.
So, Akira takes his wheelbarrow full of junk up into the control.
Wait. Your mom is mega physical. That's all. You may continue.
Akira takes his wheelbarrow full of junk up into the command center of his Zord and proceeds to wreck shit up, freaking Takagi out as he rips out the smoke detector and just starts blasting wires together to and fro.
I like to think that they didn't tell the prop department that they were going to do this. And someone is seriously just freaking out.
We're not supposed to do that!
So much for that warranty.
So, what I love about Akira is, like, you know, these two levers, this does not make any sense to me. I'm going to add levers everywhere. That'll make it much easier to drive. So, over on the boring side of the episode, the Tokujus are fighting the Monster of the Week, who looks f***ing awesome. Fence Dopont, or whatever the hell they're called in the show. Shadows.
I love that you still default to Dopont.
Or Bonky, whichever.
Yeah, I mean, either is just as good.
Yeah. He looks metal as shit. Whatever you say about Tokujur, the Monster of the Week designs have been pretty amazing consistently.
The monster suit designs in general are great. They're just
Maybe not Greta.
Well, not that one, no. But the Monster of the Week's...
They're just strapped to a really poor show.
It's not the best show, but it's certainly no Ghost Ager. It's watchable.
Not to me.
It's not quite Wizard, but...
I think it's better than Kyoryuger was.
Damn it, Paladin. Now I can just hear JD's voice in my head. It's not quite Wizard.
But yeah, I do kind of think it's really running out of steam.
God damn it, Paladin. That was on purpose.
Yes, it was.
Of course it was on purpose. He's baiting you.
Is it too late to leave
Gross.
The show?
Yes, Giga, it is.
All right.
Once you're in, you never get away.
Waste time fighting awesome fence bunky. Arin shows up and tries to send a giant drill into the Shadow Train's crotch, which it promptly grabs and takes over and buries the shit out of the Tokyo liner. Because we need to subdue this so we can get the real mecha of the show into play.
So once again, the moral is buy all our playsets and toys.
Well,
Akira
and Takagi are not inside the train. And upon seeing that the Tokujus are trapped inside the train and probably going to run out of oxygen pretty soon, Akira decides, let's leave.
I have a question about trains.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not have air holes? Are they like submarines on land?
Well, they have air holes. Yeah, the air holes don't work so well when they're clogged with earth.
You have air holes
in your nose, but if you put a bunch of dirt on top of your face, you wouldn't be able to breathe through it.
What if they opened up like another cart and they got more air? Maybe that would help them. I hate Tokyo.
So Akira slowly walks back to his mech, pretending that he's going to help them. When Takagi breaks down and realizes, my friends are all going to die. And Akira lies and says, okay, I get what you're saying. We'll use my Zord to save them. I don't know what he's actually thinking, but I think it's along the lines of, I don't want to be stuck babysitting this guy for the rest of the series, so let's save his friend so he'll be out of my hair.
Yeah, you sure as hell can't blame him for that.
And suddenly, Paladin's on the phone.
So, it's time for the Build Express to be awesome in orange.
It's not orange enough.
It's solid orange, dude.
But there's
not a bright enough orange.
Right, there's degrees of orange.
It should be like glow-in-the-dark orange.
Yeah, to satisfy
like
me...
It sunstorm orange.
Yeah, to satisfy me, this needs to be like safety orange.
Well, just adjust the saturation on your monitor until it's satisfactory.
Unfortunately, that's not possible because safety orange can't actually be reproduced digitally.
Just inject orange paint into your eyeballs.
Would that work?
I hope so.
There's only one way to find out.
Ken.
Ken, this was not me. or someone else this time. I don't want to hear Gruff about this. I didn't do anything wrong. Again. Also, what is up about you showing me that noise?
That was a very weird tweet. And it made me a bit uncomfortable.
That one?
That one.
What?
Yes.
What? Okay, what?
Akira
uses the awesome powers of construction equipment to unearth the Tokyo Liner and save the Tokyoers, so that he is not straddled with taking care of Takati for the end of the days.
Not straddled?
Straddled, yes. Saddled. Sorry. I'm drinking. You.
Little levels.
Time for a quick throwaway fight sequence, culminating with the Super Highway Buster, while Tokyo 6 looks on confused and unhelpful.
Okay.
Because that's kind of his entire range.
Are you podcasting?
I just
kind of
love that
the
they're all doing their poses and holding the Tokyo Buster out, and he's sort of standing there like, "What? Should I be doing something? I'm just kind of standing around." Or...
Wait, is this the fight where what's his name? Takati loses the grid on his helmet completely?
I think so, but yeah, whatever.
The suit looked better without it, almost.
It kind of did.
Yeah,
kind of
did.
So, let's use the new Zord, and the rest of Tokyo just decide, oh, we're going to join you too, because we're not going to miss out on this. We need to kill steal with you.
They're less overt about it than Guy was, though.
So the new Megazord busts ass, helped up by 1,000 levers that he installed all around him.
That looks really awkward.
Definitely does.
So, with the monsters defeated, after getting their asses kicked, Tokyo 6 acts like he's going to be their friend again, and then he wanders off to wait for his time to die. Hooray. The end.
Okay. Well, now since Paladin hates it so much...
Yay. So, Tokyo
just make
just
it snappy and fun.
So, there's a monster that hurts people by making them laugh, but Akira's immune to that, so they try to make him laugh through cross-dressing, and then there's a cat that helps him out, and Megazord dies, everybody walks away, the end. Next week is a wedding episode.
The Megazord dies?
You're not even going to mention the cat?
I said cat.
He said I didn't cat. Hear that. I wasn't listening.
The Megazord died?
Okay, something died.
Oh, okay. As long as it wasn't the Megazord. We couldn't live without the Tokuger Megazord.
This episode's interesting because it's got a lot of man flesh in it. And that Akira is like wearing this tank top that the whole thing showing off his shoulders and shit. And you get like a bunch of naked sumo wrestlers running around in diapers. And the show just kind of gets gayer by the week, really.
And Hikari is a fairly convincing ballerina.
Uh-huh. And Mio is Hitler from the look of it? That's appropriate.
Yeah. Also, another episode of a Green Sentai in drag. Hooray.
Okay, well, we're way ahead of schedule at this point, so let's just jump right into Gaim. Superhero Gaim!
Melon Bowl time.
Okay, so, Episode 36, basically, this bullshit. Takatora comes back, goes and gets his old driver because he decided he has to correct the mistake Michi became, but then just when he got to the point of handing Michi his ass using inferior technology, he stops and has a flashback and lets Michi kill him. You.
Is it too late to hope for SIDS with the fucking Michi? Is that
okay,
too late?
So, XP, what were you expecting? Takatora to win?
Well, not to die.
He has to die, narratively speaking. I mean, if you're writing this kind of story, Michi has to kill Takatora. That's just how it has to go down.
I don't care.
If you had Takatora win, that would not work from a storytelling point of view. In the
no, he can't. No, he can't win, but he cannot die.
We don't know if he's dead.
Maybe he meets some mermaid people.
I look. He fell in the river. He's not dead.
Mermaid people. Gigabeetle, this isn't Lightspeed Rescue.
And thank God for that.
No, but I mean, like, he survived worse things.
They could be like Dynaman.
Yeah. Takatora could cross over to Dynaman's universe.
So Takatora meets some mermaid people, and they're like, oh, okay, golden underwater apple. And they're, like, fostering him back to health. And then they show up, and everything is good again.
Golden underwater asshole?
I guess being underwater would—I guess it would help the gold to cool faster.
Well, because you know the Takatora is going to have to die in this show. It was like a 90% chance of that happening, right?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, isn't this almost exactly the same thing that happened to Garen? Like getting his face beat in, broken helmet, and then he f-ing returned.
Or same thing that happened first time Kamen Rider Black fought Shadow Moon.
It was really boring.
He got killed and then brought back to life by a whale mutant.
I remember it being really boring.
Yeah, it was about like Guyver 2, really.
Yeah, it went on. That episode seemed like it went on for hours.
Whale mutant was such a bro, though.
But Gigabeetle, you like all whales.
No, I don't.
Especially, like, mecha whales.
I f***ing love mecha whales. That's a lie, I love all whales. Whales are, like, badass. They're huge. And they're whale-like. Whales.
Whales of the sea.
Yeah.
Whales are the your mom of the sea.
Yeah, so, Kaito also gets his forearm paper-cutted.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Duck lady.
So I just noticed in the last couple weeks that Reguay's mouth is sideways, and suddenly she's just, like, that much creepier looking. Because she's got this big toothy vagina on her face now.
Mm-hmm. Aren't all vaginas toothy?
So what does that make Rampage?
Have you guys seen the movie Teeth?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, heard of it.
Oh. Okay.
So I like that after Redaway infects Kaito's arm with her spores, she jumps over them, blasts them with this epic fart, and then runs away.
She escapes in a puff of flatulence.
Yeah. And Kota just can't believe that Michio would betray them.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how this other guy who is you, like, betrayed us? But you're still our friend Michi, right? Right? You never told us you had a twin.
Well, anyway, episode 37 is a lot better.
Episode 37 was the worst.
Canon-breaking episode, I think.
Episode 37 is about on par with the Tokyo crossover. Except I like
the Tokyo crossover.
Yeah, this was just as good as the Tokyo crossover. The Tokyo crossover is the only Tokyo thing I really liked.
Wait. Is that the episode with the football and the Black RX monster?
Yes. 37? The soccer.
Okay. That was a good episode. It was funny. It was a Black RX monster, and it was football. And Bravo was in it a lot, except he wasn't really in it, but it was a lot. A minute? Yes.
So, Kaito is sitting in the park, admiring his gangrene. DJ Sagara has felt a bit bored and neglected since disappearing after giving Kota that last toy, so he decides it's time to troll the banana.
Cleaning the wounds are for the weak.
Yeah, if Kaito is truly strong, he will just get better.
Okay, so back when Peko... or Rat, whoever the f*** it was, got infected. How did they fix him? I don't remember.
I don't think he got infected. He got attacked, but he did not actually contract the infection.
Oh, okay.
They didn't... Like, they made the whole point before of there is no way to treat that. They never actually said what happened to the people with the infection, but I think they were kind of, like, disappeared by
it. It turned out it was just that they had accidentally, like... drop plants on themselves, and they thought that was part of the infection.
Remember how the Kurikages and the guys in the hazmat suits were walking around with flamethrowers before?
Yeah.
That's probably what happened to the other people that got infected.
Oh, they got turned into guys weren't carrying flamethrowers? Bitchin'.
In hazmat suits.
Of hazmat suits. They did.
Hazmat suits they can never take off again. So anyway, Sagura produces a Kota from elsewhere that transforms and beats Kaito's ass, as you do. In the process of this, Kaito notices some dude standing watching it happen, but then suddenly he's not there anymore.
It looks like an even smaller Kota.
How can that be?
It's a theoretical impossibility.
No,
wouldn't a smaller Kota be a singularity?
If Kota is that small and he moves too fast, this universe implodes. That's just physics, man.
So, the wound on Kaito's arm is gone, because he's now in the world of Stalker. Also, Kota, the full-size one, so to speak, mm-hmm. is still trying to get to Michi and Takatora and stop their fight. And he's set upon by a swarm of locusts, which turn into a monster of some sort, kind of like Black RX.
It's awesome.
Except blue. So I guess it's a Masked Rider Super Blue monster.
Unfortunately, it's not like it's not a actual Black RX suit that is half made out of duct tape now.
Right.
Oh.
So unfortunately, Kota's Sonic Arrow is not very good at being a fly swatter. Maybe Kaito could find a way to use it like that if he was here this week.
The Sonic Arrow is not very good at a lot of things.
I have a question. Wouldn't fucking Kiwi wheels would have been excellent? Because they always used them as fucking fly swatters.
But he wasn't in Kiwami, so he couldn't use those.
I was just thinking, if you got a swarm of things, you fire a shotgun at it. If only he had a shotgun on hand.
I know! So, speaking of Kaito, back in Soccer no Sakai, Kaito's getting up to speed, having watched Team Baron lose to Bravo's Team Charmont in the soccer match using Rider gear, and hearing from Sagra's All-Rider Cup hotline that Team Baron is in a bad place.
It's worth noting that Hase is alive here, and I like that.
Hase is alive, and look how important he is.
He's more important now than he's ever been before.
Well, he's more important now than he has been in, 20 episodes. So Kaito wants answers, starting with, why would anybody be playing soccer? In this world, the winner of the All-Rider Cup wins the Golden Fruit, at which point Kaito basically stops listening and decides he's going to be the best power forward to ever play an inning of soccer ever. And so the training begins, where he fails to kick the ball even once, but that's okay, because some soccer dude suddenly appears.
Yeah, are we supposed to know who that is?
No, because our country doesn't care about soccer.
And if we did, we'd care about American soccer players, not Japanese ones.
But we don't have any because we're Americans. But anyway, thanks to the power of montage, Kaito is drilled into shape in no time. Also, he's trained for soccer pretty quick also. So as he's kicking a ball through a parking garage, he runs into that dude from earlier, Mini Kota. Tiny Kota says something about inconvenient memories, and then the locust monster appears and attacks Kaito. Zack and Pekko show up to see this and watch Kaito transform. Baron tells Zack to transform and help fight, but Zack is baffled by the notion of using the belt for combat. Anyway, Locust goes away, and Kaito realizes from Zack's puzzled reactions that, hey, there's no Invis in this world.
It's like opposite Zack, because that's Zack's first inclination is to head straight into fighting.
Mm-hmm. Whereas this Zack's motivation is to head straight into soccer. Kota is still looking for Takatora and Michi when he detects the scent of apple and senses a presence. But nobody's there.
Scent of asshole?
Apple.
Asshole.
Golden asshole?
Asshole.
Kota's fighting to get the golden asshole.
It's a recognizable scent.
Back in Soccer Land, Bravo's having some fan time, but is interrupted by the All-Rider Cup hotline, who reports that Team Baron is improving up the rankings. At the juice bar, Zack and Pekka are feeling very confident and thankful to have Kaito's power, but they wonder why he chose to play soccer. But, you know, to Kaito, it's all the same. Whether dancing, soccer, or crochet, if he sees someone strong, he'll fight and defeat them.
Crochet?
Kaito would be the best crochet guy.
He stands at the top of crochet.
He could cross-stitch like a motherfucker.
Assuming he would use the things correctly.
No, he would just use his banana spear.
Who'd win a fight between Kaito and Kabuto?
Kabuto?
So sword, you mean?
Well, yeah, and so sword would be the next addition to the equation.
But, I mean, Kaito would obviously lose to Kabuto.
Kaito would f***ing lose to everyone in that show. He would f***ing lose to the B. Any of the users.
Which the B?
He just said any of the users.
Well, he's probably lost to Ernie at some point.
Also, I like how in this entire episode, Kota is just running around.
It's Beast Machines Kota.
Yeah.
It's Beast Machines Kota. He's just running. Anyway, Kaito tells...
Seeds of the future lie buried in the past.
Kaito tells them to just worry about the first match because, hey, this is personal. So the teams meet on the field, and Bravo introduces Team Sherman's newest player, some other soccer dude. It's fine, though, because first soccer dude has come back to be Team Baron's ringer. And so the game begins, and hey, they sure do kick that ball around the field.
Hooray.
Meanwhile,
I think Bravo picked the hotter soccer player for his team.
Meanwhile, in things we can actually understand what's happening, Kota's being attacked by locusts again. Hikachi dokis, but the swarm picks him up and throws him at a silo. Kota shoots at the reconstituted monster, but before he can bring the finishing blow, DJ Sagara appears. And he says that the locust is a sign that space and time are getting really f***ed up. And, you know, at this point I really think that this episode wanted to have, like, Decade and Narutaki. And there just wasn't a way to make it work. Because this is totally Decade and Narutaki stuff. But something bad's waking up in Helheim, as he shows Kota images of himself giving smaller Kota a soccer ball. Sagara leaves, having adequately confused Kota for the day, and Kota has to go back to fighting the locust. He escalates to Kiwami and uses a strawberry kunai attack, but the monster changes back into the swarm and escapes through a hole in space. It appears on the soccer field and attacks the basically defenseless players until the soccer pros set the ball on fire and kick it at the locust. What?
Because, yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, that's why soccer pros. Players.
Yeah, that's why they're pros.
It's like NBA Jam.
Or, didn't they have that in Super Mario Strikers?
I think so.
This episode of Gaim is Super Mario Strikers.
Or watching hockey on TV in the late 90s.
Yes. I remember that. You mean watching hockey on TV when hockey existed?
Right.
So anyway, the monster is distracted and the field gets cleared and Kaito goes off to fight it. But he gets overpowered as Banana, as you do. So he switches to Lemon and uses the Lemon Finisher and the Sonic Arrow to hold the Locust Monster in place, which I thought was actually kind of a cool combination, and uses the Driver Sparking to destroy it with a Lemony Fresh Rider Kick. Of course, it also took a really long time since he had to keep moving the Lockseed around. Mini Kota appears again, and Kaito wants to know why he brought him here. Little Kota wanted to create the world he wished for, which Kaito's not really impressed by. Because, you know, wherever he ends up, he'll do the same thing, fighting to prove his strength in whatever he gets involved in. Little Kota doesn't care, and says he's just going to take those inconvenient memories. So he kicks a soccer ball at Kaito, and Kaito has a few flashes of unfamiliar events and falls down. None of this really makes any more sense watching the episode either.
None of this matters. That is the entire point.
Yeah, he wakes up back on the bench where he started, all of it having apparently been a dream, as Kota keeps running to stop the melons from fighting.
presumably wandering off to find Patrick Duffy in the shower somewhere.
I like how
I'm hoping Kaito that's a reference to something.
I like that Kaito fell asleep on a bench in the middle of an Invis attack. Good job. Honestly, the Invis probably see him and they're like, oh, we feel bad for him. We're not gonna. It's like don't eat dead meat. Like, nah.
But things eat dead meat all the time.
Yeah, but like found dead meat. Like, oh, I found a crow. I'm gonna eat it. No, you killed the crow and then you eat it. Don't eat crow.
Ken?
Have to eat crow.
Anyway, Apple Rider stuff, and it doesn't really matter. It's just movie tie-in.
Watch our
yeah,
movie.
I found this episode to be a colossal waste of time.
Yeah.
But Kaito's the best at soccer.
Yeah.
Kaito's the best
at
everything.
Hey, next week we get Ryoma, so that's okay.
Uh-huh. Ryoma and his bright red shoes.
Ryoma, this outfit you're wearing the next episode, girl, who picked that out for you?
I'm pretty sure on his way back, he stopped by a school and mugged a 5-year-old.
It's like a Pokemon trainer's outfit on crack.
Well, this remember, this is a guy who thought it would be a good idea to put his brain in a killer robot.
No, that's fine though, because when he had his brain in a killer robot, he wasn't wearing those clothes. Now, if he put his brain in a killer robot and dressed Hikider in that outfit, that would have been a problem.
I'm sorry, that would have been the most excellent episode ever.
Doing both at the same time besides an unhinged mind. One or the other is fine, though.
Well, no, the killer robot thing is fine. Wearing those clothes in any context is kind of not even fine. No, but seriously, where did he get those clothes from?
And it's not the clothes, it's how he's wearing them. He's got that shirt buttoned all the way up to the top.
Like, he was dangerously close to dressing like a German tourist.
Maybe that's where he flew his rocket to.
Are there a lot of German tourists on the moon?
No, well, find
them. Where his escape pod went to?
Mexico. Germans in Mexico.
Huh. He went to German Mexico.
Oh, isn't that Argentina?
Oh, well done. Well done.
Oh, that was excellent. That is the best thing you've said since Golden Assholes.
I said that.
Oh.
Wait, no, Forrest did say that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I came in on.
I'm the one who won't let it go. I'm holding on to those golden assholes.
You have been for years.
Well, be careful, they'll collapse on you.
Can this episode be titled Golden Asshole?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Killy's not going to like that at all.
I know, that's why I'm doing it.
If he doesn't like it, call it Golden Buttholes. That's okay.
If I thought Kilby wouldn't mind, I wouldn't title the episode Golden Assholes.
We're the best podcast in this network.
I know. Well, technically we're like one of two podcasts on the network.
We're the only one daring enough to talk about Golden Assholes.
Yes. You'd never get away with that on RFC.
Well, perhaps I should try.
Perhaps you should. Whenever we're
maybe
on again, and I have
invited
no idea.
On.
Well, RFC is like jury duty. You can either just go and go with it and, you know, get the job over with, or, you know, you can just actively try to never get brought back again.
Now, people get paid for jury duty.
Not much.
There's an awful lot of gunfire going on outside.
Okay.
Is it 4th of July?
No, not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Why is there a lot of gunfire?
I don't know. My windows are closed. I just hear gunfire.
But there's gunfire, maybe it's better that your windows are closed.
Yeah, maybe it'll stop the bullets from coming in.
It'll slow them down.
No, open the windows.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Probably.
Open the windows, otherwise you have to worry about f***ing glass shards.
Yeah, I don't want to replace the windows. That'd be expensive.
Like, seriously, if they're going to shoot into your house, like, open the f***ing windows. They're not going to do anything otherwise.
It's like when a tornado comes, you got to open your windows so your windows don't break.
But wouldn't your homeowner's insurance cover the broken windows from gunfire?
It doesn't actually cover things that happen. It's just something you pay to give them money.
Like life insurance.
Right.
Because, like, it's not like you're ever going to see that money.
Right.
So why even bother?
Wow, this show is short.
Not really. We can talk about next week's Power Playback, which won't be Guyver.
You guys don't want to talk about Guyver 2? Uh-huh.
We could talk about how boring it was and
we
how I couldn't
watch it for 5 minutes.
We could do
that episode of Ultra 7.
No. No, no. Actually, I'm thinking we should do some more Power Rangers.
Like what? Any ideas?
Actually, I do have an idea. Mickey, do you know where I'm going with this?
No, I don't. I wasn't paying attention.
Power Rangers.
That's that thing with people in colored spandex.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me put it to you this way. Karate commercial.
This isn't what we watched, isn't it?
Yes.
What was it?
It was that episode with all the random monster footage.
I remember we watched this when you came down here, but I don't remember what it is, so you're going to have to help me out here.
Timmy Pease.
Yeah, okay. Timmy Pease, real brand mayonnaise.
Mmm.
This is another Power Rangers G2 episode, isn't it?
It's available in G2.
Yeah, I think.
What episode was this? I don't even remember.
I don't remember the title. I just remember
the
stuff.
Born?
Didn't you guys do, like, original Power Rangers, like, only 3 weeks ago?
Yes, but this episode is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is A Star Is Born. I think that was one of the last Power Rangers G2 episodes, also.
Well, look it up.
We should do some In Space soon.
Do what?
We should do some In Space soon.
The Ninja Turtles crossover to tie in with the movie?
That's actually a good idea.
No, it's not! That's like when you suggested watching Star Trek Nemesis and I said yes. That wasn't a good idea on either of our parts.
Why the f*** would you?
Because I was shooting down everything else and he assumed I would shoot down Star Trek Nemesis, but I was like, okay,
Why
we'll watch that.
Why would you watch that f***ing disaster fest?
I saw that in the movie theater, dude.
Yeah, so have I. Like, they re-released them when
but,
the new movies
But only out. Once. Only once because I'm not Paladin.
You Paladin.
Yeah, Starsborn was the last G2 episode.
Tom Hardy is bald.
He was Bane.
He's been bald in a lot of movies. Like Bronson.
Bane. Pierce Bronson?
No, the prisoner.
Fort Max.
Yes.
Do you have a non-Netflix source for that episode? For the G2 version?
Not at the moment.
Could you please work on that at some point?
Who doesn't have Netflix in this day and age?
Me!
Why?
Because.
Because this internet doesn't support it.
It probably wouldn't, actually. It barely supports, like, Twitch. Okay, so every week the Superhero Time stream is on a Twitch channel. And basically, I can barely watch it because my internet connection is not quite fast enough to keep up with
it. You put the Superhero Time stream?
The Toku stream?
We're on Twitch?
No. Oh, you mean the broadcast block Superhero Time, not the podcast
Superhero
Time.
Okay. The only one that is streamed.
Oh, and so you can watch Precure. Gotcha.
I don't usually stay around that long.
For UXV. I'll set the laptop in front of the Mac, and I'll put the Skype video facing the laptop screen, so you watch the stream from my computer to you.
Right. Sounds like a plan.
Oh yeah, no quality issues there at all.
It's a dude with a cat walking from the screen.
Paladin, it wouldn't be any worse than your audio on a given week.
You could just you could actually just do that. You do a screen share. Like that Skype feature where you share the screen.
Macs don't do that.
No.
Why the f does Macs not do that?
Because it's a Mac,
it's a
you
Mac.
Can't do
that. They don't work that way.
I'm sorry. It's like asking a stupid person why.
Oh, they're
stupid.
Going to be Gaim Happy Meal toys next month.
You mean Happy Set?
What do they
what
do?
Are the what are the
if
toys?
If
they're
arm-changed toys,
photos?
I'm going to cry.
Can you send us a f***ing link? Yes. Thank you.
There was another episode of...
Okay, good. They're terrible. I don't have to worry.
There was oh my god, episode. I want them all.
The Happy Meal... The Japanese Happy Meal toys are never that great looking anyway.
Oh my god.
Although,
that's
I think
Getsupos
those...
is f***ing hysterical.
Although they do arm... they do arms change, though.
Oh my god.
Holy is he shit. Thrusting with a spear?
On God. Oh my god, this is the best Happy Meal ever. Thank you. Wait, I got this. Fort Max?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I think you can, like, change, like...
I just said these do arms change.
No, but I mean, like, the
and
weapons
and that's
between
the
them.
Scary part.
No, but I mean, like, the weapons. Like, look at how them...
You would kind of.
They're totally molded in those hands.
No, but I mean, like, you probably can remove the banana lance and the mango chutney swing swing. Because they're in the same pose.
Mango chutney what?
I forgot what the other word was. Swing swing.
Mango chutney swing swing?
Oh my
Giga
god.
Beetle, did you have a stroke?
Oh my god, I want all of these.
I think we have a new title now. That's totally better than Golden Assholes.
No. No. Mango Chutney Swing Swing is hilarious. I'm not going to deny that. But Golden Assholes could piss off Kilby, and I'm not going to let go of that.
Chuck me asshole.
Golden wins. Asshole swing swing. That's our episode title.
I'm so glad you titled these episodes now. Oh my god. I hope that mango swing swing actually does rotate. Because then I want to give him Sengetsu's shield. So that spins, and that makes no sense.
That's not even mango, that's pineapple.
No, mango is the one on the bike.
I meant pineapple.
I know, but you kept saying mango.
Aren't you glad he didn't say banana?
Good job, Paladin.
Oh my god, if that mango... Like he has like a spin feature. Give him Ryugen's grape gun and have a spin gun. Oh my god, this is the best Happy Meal set of anything ever.
Giga Beetle, how are you going to get these?
Oh, they show up on eBay.
Do they?
They yeah. do?
Yeah, like McDonald's toys like from Japan like do that like once and then you buy them and then you're happy with them. There's always someone who does that. Why are the backpacks so big on these guys?
I don't know.
Why do they have so much detail on them?
They're pretty detailed, aren't they?
I mean, some of that is stickers, but...
Yeah, like, stickers are really common on Japanese Happy Set toys.
Because they don't mind if kids eat paper.
Yeah. To be fair, I think that glue is like classified as food. Actually, on banana stickers, they are classified as food.
Wait, what?
You can eat fruit stickers because they are classified as food.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do they taste?
I don't know. Let's ask
Terrible.
Ken in a week.
No, that needs to be a little challenge.
I can eat fruit thingies, yeah.
Fruit f***ing thingies, great.
Yeah.
But what about the stickers?
I can eat those, too. I can eat mango swing chutney.
Well, you do it scientifically, though. You like some stickers with the fruit and some stickers just by themselves.
Yeah.
See if there's a difference in flavor.
Oh my god, have you guys seen when people eat an apple from the bottom side up? Like, they eat all of it except the f***ing
That's
top?
That's wrong.
Yeah, because, like, it's
unsettling.
Yeah.
But the bottom looks so disgusting.
Yeah, that's where all the f***ing dirt is. That's the asshole of that.
Golden apple asshole, we're back to the beginning.
If you guys ever see someone eat that, like, go home and, like, take a wet paper rag and f***ing ram it in the asshole and, like, essentially...
Sometimes I wonder if Gigabeetle actually thinks about the things that he says before he says them.
No, do that, and you will see it's like full of f***ing dirt, and then you realize that f***ing asshole ate that asshole. I hope nobody ever finds my appearances on Superhero Time when I'm looking for a job in the future.
Well, just don't put Gigabeetle down on your resume and you'll be fine.
But I must!
Barely anybody knows your actual name.
Yeah, you're right.
Except for that one time it was on your YouTube profile and Vangelis said it on his stream. And then said Gigabeetle in the next breath.
Well, he did say my name before I legally changed it. So I do have a... No, to another thing. No, because, like, that's a family thing and, like, I don't want to get into it because it's fucked up. Mango. Chutney.
Swing. If I look at Twitter now and somebody hasn't tweeted that yet, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Oh, good job, Paladin.
Thank you.
Hey, I did it first.
Yeah, but Paladin did it second, so it was at the top of the list.
God damn it, Twitter.
Actually, Mickey shows up first for me.
Paladin totally tweet stealed out from under you.
No, Gigabeetle's using metric Twitter. It just plays things differently.
No, but your tweet was f***ing 4 minutes ago, and Paladin's was 3 minutes ago. I'm sorry, Paladin.
I'm not.
Okay.
Why not? Haven't we done our jobs?
Evidently not.
It's refreshing how much faster a show goes when we just kind of half-ass our way through two of the summaries.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
there's nothing I want to talk about.
I know. Well, you guys probably totally wanted to talk about the Melon Bowl, but I wasn't having any of that bullshit.
Now we can probably half-ass Tokyo Drift next week, too.
I indulge you talking about the terrible soccer bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not your show.
Tokyo Drift did a soccer episode, too? How did I miss this?
Next week is a wedding episode.
Fantastic. It's also a body swap episode.
Yeah.
One of those two things is true.
Actually, both of them are.
No, one of those two things is true.
Oh.
The Go Busters wedding episode was great because it was like, surprise, bitch, I got guns.
I missed Go Busters.
You're 16 and getting married.
What is the legal age for getting married in Japan?
16, apparently.
Is it?
I don't know.
Because I mean, like...
Like to a person or to like an octopus?
To whichever real. Whichever comes first. Wait,
Is there a legal age for octopus?
If you're polite, you let the octopus come first. Otherwise, you come first.
But, like, you know, how long does an octopus live?
8 years. 8 to 10 years.
1 year for each arm?
I mean, like, it's a pretty good investment getting married to a rich octopus, because when that shit dies, you'll get all of it inheritance. Like, a bunch of goop. eggs.
Okay, so if it's a year for every arm, what if you cut the arms off?
Who the fuck said
they grow
that?
Back, I think.
Oh, okay.
What you have to watch out for, though, is the octopus has a beak.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, if you're not careful, I mean, that could snip things off.
Right.
To be fair, if you're f***ing something that squishes an octopus... What?
What?
Look at the link.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that shit again.
Oh, no, I have to look at the link, too.
Is this McDonald's toys?
No.
No, I don't think it is. Okay. We already talked about the McDonald's toys.
I want to talk about McDonald's toys more. They look f***ing excellent.
Oh my.
Oh.
Yeah, it's some web-exclusive miniature shit.
How do I get this, and who wants to buy this for me?
Got it.
I love the little crane with the airplane they have.
I seriously want this. Really f***ing bad.
Oh, so this is like a miniature toku set?
Yes. It's a miniature scale Ultra set.
Wow. Well, too bad nobody cares about Ultra.
I'm pretty sure it'd work with anything.
But it's tainted with the touch of Ultraman. And thus nobody cares about it anymore.
Ultra taint.
Is someone being attacked by a robot, or is that just me?
That's Mickey. Oh.
Yes and yes.
Oh, is it time for me to unplug?
Also, I really love how the, like, demonstration photos have the, like, basically unposable vinyls in the set.
You can do a lot with unposable vinyls in stupid photos.
I know, but, you know, there's Ultra Acts. Those would be better to show off in this, don't you think?
Probably. Holy shit, why didn't they, like, be like, hey, can you take some photos for us? And I could have, like, f***ing Gaim, like, riding a bike, falling off of the bike, and Godzilla f***ing kick him in the face. Like, I want this. This is excellent. Oh my god, having a giant Gaim would just be a joke in and of itself. The Gaim is f***ing tiny.
Because Coach is tiny, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, get one of those micro Gaims.
That the 66 action?
No, 66 millimeter. No, wait. No,
that is the
wait.
66 action.
No, I mean like the micro, Ban Presto.
The ones that you can
Does that still exist?
Yeah.
Ban Presto always exists.
Yeah, like... Wait, let me find you it, because they showed up on eBay.
Oh yeah, that proves everything.
You can't sell something on eBay if you don't have it.
I like that this little whole playset comes with, like, a fake camera.
Yeah, so you can make fake movies for fake people when you have your fake friends over. And you can show them to your f***ing fake toys. Because if you buy this, you probably don't have friends. And you don't need a real camera.
Do you have this little Ban Presto guy yet?
No, I'm buying it now. Shut up.
Oh, okay. Good. Because it's actually to scale with, you know, all the other figures you already have.
Yeah. You have a Zangetsu. But who wants a tiny Zangetsu?
Apparently the Mer people.
The Mer people.
No, they want the full-size Zangetsu. Or do you suppose he'll shrink in the water?
Don't know.
I thought when you put them in the water, they grew 10 times their size.
What if he's made of wool?
Just don't feed them lock seeds after midnight.
A wool Zangetsu?
A wool Zangetsu.
Wooletsu.
A woolly melon.
Isn't that a coconut?
I think those are testicles.
or it's a woman with a lot of chest hair.
Mm-hmm. I love that it... Like, seriously, this set is really cool. How much is it?
Let's find out. Does it actually say?
25,920 yen. That's honestly not that unreasonable.
Then buy it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get a middleman to buy that for you.
No, yeah, that's not the problem. Like, it's way more reasonable than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like $400.
It's really cool looking.
Yeah. It comes with tiny crates. That's badass.
I love that it comes with spotlights.
Yeah, for, you know, stage accurate lighting.
Yeah.
Of course.
I have a photo of a stage light falling over on Sengetsu.
Kigami, think of all the things you could do with this.
The crane to hold up Tiny Coda so his head's at the same level as everyone else.
No, it comes with boxes for him to stand on. It actually does. That's amazing.
I kind of want one of these too, but obviously not for $260.
Maybe when Gigi Beetle gets bored of his, he can send it to you.
Oh, maybe.
When does I ever get bored of things?
Well, there is the Phone Bravers.
I'm long since bored of this.
Well, that's kind of a problem, since normally we'd still be going for like another 20 or 30 minutes.
Who wants to talk about McDonald's toys for another 20, 30 minutes? I'm sure I can up the name of some other things. The Grape Shoot Shoot Gun. Now that's hysterical, right?
It's just not the same. It doesn't have the same charm as...
I know, right?
Mango Chutney Swing Swing.
In my defense, you all f***ing understood what I meant.
Well, no, since we're actually talking about pineapple.
That made it a little bit worse, yeah.
Really? When you think about it, what is the difference between a pineapple and a mango?
Everything?
Nope.
Well, one's delicious and one smells like rotting fruit.
Which one's which?
The mango is the one that smells like permanent rot.
Did you know that pineapples, that stingy feeling you feel in your mouth afterwards, that's enzymes trying to eat you.
Uh-huh.
Science.
But I'm eating them.
Yeah, but it's eating you too. It's like when you eat, like, octopus and you feel, like, a stingy thing in your throat. That's a tentacle that, like, got him loose and, like, is trying to impregnate you. That happens.
Hot.
Neat. Isn't science amazing?
It's the most amazing.
Technology is amazing.
The science of all the things you can eat.
Yeah.
Oil.
Perfect. Well, that'll probably do it for the show this week. Because Paladin has stopped being...
It's high on quality.
Paladin has stopped being entertaining.
At least I can indicate something now and then.
Although, if we waited for Paladin to be entertaining, we would never have a show.
Zing.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production.
So my Bravo should be shipped to me next week.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Well, it's not going to be shipped until next week?
Yes.
Or you're not going to have it until next week?
Or possibly, like, next month. I don't really recall what I paid for. I could check the email, but...
I think most of the middlemen use EMS for trackability.
So it should show up within seconds of it being placed in the mailman.
It's entirely possible, considering Batride War.
Yeah, what the hell?
What middleman did you use?
The same one that Goblez uses.
You know,
Koku
that guy.
Baku or something.
Rickroll.
Rickroll, the middleman.
I'm excited. He's going to be fancy. I'm going to pose him with lots of pastries.
You should get like, the Palisades Toys Swedish Cook set. Just for him?
Yes.
If only I had $1,000 to do so.
It's not $1,000. It's only, like, $60.
The sad thing is, like, 3 or so years ago, I saw those going on eBay, like, selling for about $40. Shipped. And, I mean, those are not small sets. They're big and heavy and expensive to ship, so that's actually a really good deal. Yeah, Mickey, buy one. And, you know, don't lose any of the pieces, and then when I come back down there, I can actually mess with one, finally.
Palisades Toys Muppet line was amazing.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And expensive.
Well, maybe it was deserved expensive.
Quite possibly.
Playmate Simpsons toy line is pretty good, too. Mm. In terms of sheer breadth of what it covered, not in terms of, you know, articulation or anything, but...
Because Playmates...
Yeah, yes, but the sculpts were damn good, and good lord, they covered every obscure character you could think of.
Yeah. No, that was great. And I mean, like, look at the Simpsons toys that are coming out now, and they're just trying to be the same thing, essentially.
Oh, the one advantage the Simpsons toys now have is they do have James Brown, which that kind of makes them win by default.
They have, in the new series, they have Penn & Teller and R.E.M. And R.E.M. is terrible.
That's true. Unless it's 1988, then they're the best.
Yeah.
It's no longer 1988.
No. No, it's not.
I wasn't even born then.
That's true. If it was 1988, we couldn't have Gigabeetle on the podcast.
I don't think any of us could be on the podcast in 88.
Well, we could.
What would we be covering in 1988?
Dynaman?
Well, Toku-wise, not American-wise.
Throwback RX?
Wait, what is... wouldn't you be covering that show with the... with the Ojas actor, the shiny Axel-looking dude?
The porn?
No, what? Oh my god, why don't you guys do a power playback on the Blade porno?
Yes! I like where this is going.
Watch that Blade can, get it.
That can be this year's Pacific Rim episode where I'm not here.
Watch Blade's actor get a blowjob in the backseat of a car looking really uncomfortable.
It is kind of uncomfortable. It is kind of uncomfortable getting a blowjob in the backseat of a car.
Like, I saw that because, like, it was, like, when people talked about this, like, years ago, it was always the Blade porno. I legit thought that someone's gonna show up in a suit. Nobody f***ing showed up in a suit. As said, it was 7 minutes of f***ing Kentucky's actor sitting in the backseat, looking uncomfortable, getting his dick sucked.
Did you say Kentucky?
Yes, he did.
Does he mumble his way through the groans?
He probably did.
How do you mumble a groan? But that's still a perfectly legible groan.
No, because I was trying to say that's good.
But then that's not a groan.
Shut up. You're bringing too much logic into this bullshit. Stop that.
Well, the silence tells me we're probably done.
Okay.
Plus, I have food to go eat. That's okay. It's been sitting and getting cold for like 2 hours, so I should probably go eat it.
That's
before it gets warm.
Yeah. Yeah, if I let it sit long enough, the bacteria will warm it back up for me.
That's the spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's magic. You wouldn't believe how warm pizzas get in the freezer after 6 years.
How the f*** did you survive that? Seriously. Like, things survive longer if they're in a f***ing freezer. But 6 years? Oh my god.
Yeah.
How does that even f***ing happen? Do you guys never defrost?
It's frost-free.
Apparently not.
Oh. It's frost-free. We never have to take anything out of there if we don't want to.
Yeah. That's cool.
Very convenient.
It's also up that you had a 6-year-old pizza in there.
Well, we kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
How could you not want to eat a pizza within 6 years, though?
It wasn't a very good pizza, is the thing.
Oh.
And nobody thought to throw it out? Like, after, like, 2 years, being like, this has been here for 2 Christmases. Let's throw it out, maybe. Shield at some point.
It's almost old enough to go to kindergarten.
Well, you know, we don't actually celebrate Christmas, so we would have no idea how much time had passed.
スーパーヒーロータイム、次回もよろしく。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.